morning to talk about some training that the Sipkins Against Family Violence, the Safe Shelter, is going to be doing. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Tom.
And Martina, we'll talk about the training here in just a second, but I'm still kind of reeling from looking at the data you brought in on the survey. Tell us about that.
Yes, the State of Alaska and University of Alaska Anchorage conducted a survey here in Sitka last year, and we presented the numbers last October of numbers of interpersonal violence against women over 18, and I think 1,380 interviews were done, and the results are that 40% of women experienced intimate partner violence, and 25%, 1 out of 4 experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. And if we take these numbers together and look at the whole picture, 47, almost 1 out of 2 women, almost every other woman in Sitka has experienced some kind of interpersonal violence and in her lifetime. And this is actually a surprise, not only for us, but particularly for those who are not really steeped in the issue.
Well, we knew it was high. We know it's a problem. Anybody who reads the police blotter or anybody who's had jury duty in Sitka knows that a large percentage of the cases you see are domestic violence cases. But the thing you said, the 47% out of 100 women in Sitka experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both in Sitka is critical here, because this survey was taken in Sitka. It was the University of Alaska Anchorage was doing a statewide project, but they surveyed 282 adult women in Sitka. So these are our numbers.
That's correct. So they started looking at numbers in the entire state in 2010, and now they're going from one community to the other, and it was our turn last year.
Okay.
And they will repeat that in a 5-year interval.
So this got the attention of the Safe Shelter, and you all have decided to respond by, in part, by holding this training.
This is not quite correct, because we have been offering this training, I think, forever. And it is a training that training invites people who encounter these women on a daily basis. That's basically all of us, to come and learn about these issues. And they are various. So it starts with the basic things about domestic violence. What is it? It's not battering, because that's a very, very limited definition, and we will define this term, because there are other terms. If somebody always puts down somebody else, that's in a household, that's also a violent act.
Right.
It's emotional or verbal, but we consider that violent. And and economic, if somebody who is the main income breadwinner does not allow the partner to take part of that, that's also an act of violence. So there are many, many, many ways to look at that. And it's important. And you just mentioned that if you're a juror, you wake up to these issues. And that's why I think everybody who has potential jury duty should go to this and listen and learn, because we have so many assumptions, and many of these assumptions just fall apart if you go through this. And then you have this, suddenly you start understanding what's going on next door. And also you learn what to do when you witness something that happens next door, like screaming at night.
Right.
So you know what to do.
So, Martina, the training is going to be, it's going to be three Saturdays and 3 Monday nights starting this Saturday?
Yes, that's correct. And it will be at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Hall on 408 Marine Street. And we will start with a little introduction and history of violence against women, because it did not start in Alaska. And we also look at cultural considerations for all of us who work or serve the native population. There are a lot of things that are different, and we need to be aware of that in order to really provide optimal service. We also decided to put a unit of self-care in the first day, because some of the issues we touch in the training, they are not easy. And to know some techniques to get this immediate sensation out of your body, actually, literally, that's what we talk about on the first day. And then on Monday we will continue with dynamics of domestic violence. So there you can ask all the questions that you never dared asking, like, why doesn't she leave? And we will ask you, how come that you ask this question? Why don't you ask, why does he beat her? Or why does he abuse her? Or why does she abuse her? So we want to create a little bit of a discussion there, and maybe a shift in thinking.
Yeah, the diversity of the sessions is really impressive. You've got, I mean, it's a page and a half here, and people can look at this online. They can look at the whole schedule at your website, safv.org. And it's also, you don't have to, you're not committing to this whole workshop. You can kind of pick and choose and sort of treat it like a menu, right?
Absolutely. So there are no commitments attached. It's a free training. You can come to any of these programs or sessions. And it will help you understand what's going on. It will help you understand what's going on in your workplace. You will understand your coworkers. You will be more compassionate towards them. If you're a teacher or maybe a director of nursing, you will suddenly understand what's going on with your students or patients. And I think this is a huge missing link in how we perceive our community. And I think we have reached now the step where we as a community can step up and say we can make a difference.
Martina Kurzer is a SAFE volunteer, or she's the community coordinator at Sitkins Against Family Violence. We've been talking about SAFE's volunteer advocate and community training, which is starting this Saturday, September 7th at 9 a.m. You can get the whole agenda for the sessions, 3 Saturdays, 3 Mondays, online at safv.org. And Martina, I appreciate your coming in this morning, and I'm glad to hear that this training is happening as usual.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it, too.